In the beginning, God created both the heavens and the earth. And over the earth, God let there be light with dawning day and dying night. And he bade the earth bring forth life, and the earth brought forth a multitude of life, creatures great and small, those to consume and those to be consumed. And God saw all that he had made and declared it was good. And unto man he gave the joys of life. And the Lord said, it is not good that man should be alone. And he made man to share the earth, declaring that this was good. Now the virus was more subtle than any serpent which the Lord had made. And it said to man, God has made the joys of life for you to taste. O taste and see how bitter that joy is. And it poured forth its seeds without the knowledge of good and evil. At this, the eyes of man opened wide, and man trembled naked and afraid in its presence. The virus, which was made by God, called to man, saying, where are those who fear me? And man breathed and cried out at the sound of its voice. And unto the man the virus said, I shall greatly increase your pain, and your joy shall be accursed, and you shall return before your time to the ground, for dust thou art. And the virus was placed at the center of life, as a flaming sword which turns many ways to destroy by the blood of its hands. And man saw what God had made, and grew perplexed, and could not declare that it was good. But behold, it repented the Lord that he had fashioned the virus in his power. And it grieved him at his heart. This is the book of the generations of man. In the day that God had created the virus in man, one lived 47 years in quiet, hidden joy. And he died too soon. And one lived 38 years. And begot sons and daughters, and she died too soon. One lived to celebrate the joy of life with music and dance, and he died. One lived 23 years, a virgin saint, and she died. One lived but 18 years, an early martyr, and he died. One lived 7 years without stain of sin or shame, and she died. One lived days less than a year, and he died too. But it shall come to pass that God will move the heart of man towards compassion for suffering, that by this would man find grace in the sight of God, and God grace in the sight of man. Therefore, we are commanded by the grace of compassion to help and to heal each victim, to better see the face of God and renew our heavens and our earth, our beginning and our end. For it is by the hope of faith and the charity of love that we may do justly and live.
HIV. Pronounce these letters slowly to savor their import. H-I-V. The H is for the human, the I for immunodeficiency. The V, that vicious V, stands for the virus which comes for you and me. For given its own time and circumstance, the single prick, the impetuous penetration, the transfusion's sweetly gentle kiss, thus comes then this, the virus. Poor, sad HIV has no life to call its own. It takes no food and makes no waste. It has no sex, for it is chaste. Small, angry HIV is but a protein capsule of incomplete genetic strands and enzymes for its sense and hands. In its meek and mean simplicity, it is simply unforgiving, and without pity walks and stalks the living. And it waits. It waits for us to fall, to blunder blindly into unforeseen time and circumstance, when we are hungry for lust, thirsting for love, fleeing the pain and hiding from the hurt, groping for relief from hidden torments, running away or running to. And there it waits, lying in the bed, working on the street, lurking in the embrace, burning in the vein, coming and coming, pouring over on into us. It has come. The H is for each human, the I for immunodeficiency, the V abbreviates the victim, someone else, or you, or me.
Thank you. Thank you. He said, "All I can feel is the rage and think of the waste of it all." And she said, "I was married. I never thought AIDS would affect me in a million years. I never knew." He said, "Almost everyone I've met since the epidemic began is dead." And she said, "It was the street with all those needles being passed around." He said, "It was a living hell." And she said, "My father couldn't look at me without crying." He said, "Oh, sweetie, will you forgive me this?" And she said, "My family won't have anything to do with me. I rely on God." That is what he said. That is what she said. He said, "I helped him the best I could just by being there." And she said, "I was his lifeline, and that lifeline was tied around my neck, tugging and tugging and tugging." He said, "They've given me more than I could ever return. Such strength and courage, such dignity and such decency." And she said, "Who do I blame? Myself? I sure don't." He said, "Unlike others with AIDS who are shunned, there was a network of people who were there." And she said, "I picked him up, wrapped him in his blanket, and kissed him goodbye." That is what he said. That is what she said. Some of us have died. Some of us live on. Amen.
The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of confusion, the giving and the taking away. Forgiving, unforgiving God, were we in anger able to call you down and to entreat to answer here and now before our judgment seat? O forgiving, unforgiving God, from virus-centered man accept an angry, sullen prayer, its roots in rage and fury, its blossoms of despair. Forgiving, unforgiving God, we pray with the unanswered, unanswerable question, why? Why must joy give way to sorrow? Why must love be made to die? Too soon, too soon. If love is all that life can be, if truly love is real, teach us a greater love to know, to mourn, to act, to heal. Forgiving, unforgiving God, we pray our meditations, our doubts, our grief, our debt. We offer up the loves and lives we cannot, will not forget. O forgiving, unforgiving God, we demand to be more able to deeper understand our lives, and better yet, to find some healing warmth, survives of love, lost love, and love to come. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord's giving and taking away.
Amen.